Once, there was a traveler in the southern lands who became lost in the woods on a rainy night. Cold and drenched, he wandered on until he saw a fire in the distance. He rushed towards it and found that it was in a cave. He stood there a minute, dazzled by the light, then called out, "Ho, the fire! May I join you?"
"Yes, yes, come in, and out of the rain and cold."
So the man entered eagerly. He had just gotten up to the fire when he saw that the other man had only one eye, and that was in the middle of his forehead. By all the gods, it was a cyclops! Ah, a monster! Where? The cyclops leapt up, hit his head on the low cave roof. Ow! You!
Me!
You think I'm a monster? I am a very civilized cyclops. I wouldn't hurt a fly. Now, use the sense the gods gave a chicken and come sit down by the fire. I've just made some porridge and you're welcome to have some. Well, the man was cold and soaked to the skin, so he crouched down by the fire, not too close to the cyclops, just in case, and watched his companion very closely. He started blowing on his hands. The cyclops, who was eating his porridge with great gusto, looked up and said, "Why are you blowing on your hands like that?" "Huh? Oh, my hands are freezing, and I'm trying to warm them up." "Oh." The traveler watched the cyclops finish the bowl of porridge with great relish. "Perhaps," he thought, "this cyclops really won't hurt me." About that porridge..."
"Yes, yes, help yourself. Do you need a bowl or..." "Oh, good. Have as much as you like. I can always make more."
And now it was the cyclops' turn to watch the man eat.
"How is it?"
"Oh, it's very good, very good, but ouch, a little too hot." And the man started blowing on the spoonful of porridge.
"But why are you blowing on it?"
"I'm trying to cool it off, of course." The cyclops' eyes got as big as saucers, and he leapt up.
What kind of creature are you that can blow both hot and cold? You must be some sort of monster! Ah!"
And with that, the cyclops fled screaming out of the cave, leaving the traveler, puzzled and bemused, staring out into the night.